This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merit Auctions, bringing you over 100 years of experience. MeritAuctions.com. I'm Riley Smith. Don't get too comfortable with the current cattle prices. We'll learn why from Ross Baldwin of AgMarket.net right after this.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more.
Both the live and feeder cattle markets are experiencing unprecedented price levels. Those levels won't last forever, though, so it's important to maintain a level of caution when navigating the marketplace. Ross Baldwin, hedging strategist at AgMarket.net, said he doesn't expect the rally to end quite yet.
Cattle market's been making new contract highs by the day, it seemed like here lately. And today we actually, with this little breather that we took, we were a little bit higher after the opening. We did not take out yesterday's highs, which were new contract highs. And so I think today's high, yesterday's high, those are some big levels to watch here. By all indications, it doesn't seem like this cattle market's probably done yet. The cash markets are just so strong. I mean, cash fats and cash feeders, that's been the big driver of this rally that we've seen. And I don't anticipate that changing anytime soon.
Baldwin said the cattle market is so full of momentum that it will likely be due for a correction.
The cattle market, while it's due for a correction, because all it's done over the last 3 to 4 weeks is work higher and make new contract highs. And even today, we June live cattle closed $1.50 off the lows. Feeder cattle, they were $2.50 off their lows. So even with the corrections that they've had, they continue to find strong buying on these pullbacks. And the large driver of that is these cash markets and the anticipation that cash is not done going higher yet.
Baldwin added that the markets will eventually price in the current bullish news, so things might settle back down abruptly. For more marketing information, visit agmarket.net. You've been listening to Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith, reporting.